The noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the merciful Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, stated that the biggest deed, the greatest deed, is to stay away, to take caution, stay away from the bad things. The amount of deeds that we practice with the tawfiq of Allah, it is the statement of Rasulullah that the greatest deed from all the a'mal is the person who is cautious, who leaves the wrong things, who stays away. It is stated in the hadith that this is the head of all of the deeds. It is the head of all of the deeds. All the deeds and the amal that we do, this is the head of all of the deeds. Why? Because all the amal that we do, the deeds that we perform, they take us towards doing good things, inshallah. Salah, fasting, hajj, zakat, and all the other amal and the deeds that we do. But the head of all of the deeds is to go towards prevention or staying away from something, abstaining. In other words, if I give an example, if there's a person, he cannot be a zahid if he is not abstaining or staying away from the bad deeds. A person cannot be an abid, a worshipper, if he's not staying away, preventing or abstaining. Nobody can be called pious if he's not preventing bad deeds or abstaining from bad deeds. Nobody can be called a wali of Allah, a friend of Allah, if he is not abstaining, leaving the bad deeds. So to attain this status that I've just mentioned, the root to this is abstaining, prevention. There are all the other deeds, but if you perform all the deeds under the sun and you don't prevent yourself from practicing the bad deeds or the sins, or abstain from sins, then you cannot attain anything. Doesn't matter how many deeds are performed. Obviously we do deeds, good deeds, because we've come here today to do the dhikr of Allah. We all have this desire to be pious and pure and clean and become the friends of Allah, pious servants of Allah. We pray salah for this reason. We're sitting here for this purpose, to do dhikr of Allah, because we want to do good. All of our deeds, we want to focus towards good, to take us to our destination, to attain reward, so we can be good people, pious servants of Allah, Allah's friends, Allah's walis. We can become zahid and we can become abids. This is our maqsad, isn't it? Our objective. But there's an essential component of that objective, and that is the amal, the deed of parhez, to prevent, to abstain. But we focus and emphasize a lot on all the other deeds, and we throw this action into touch. The action of abstaining, preventing the sins. We don't pay any attention to this. We say Allah is Ghafoor al-Rahim, so we'll leave that to Allah. We won't do anything. But we don't know how much loss we are giving to ourselves. We are struggling, making effort, practicing. Allah has given us amal, deeds. But the real genuine amal, we don't pay attention to it. And if we don't have this action of abstaining from the bad things, then we cannot succeed with all the deeds that we have. Nobody can become a wali of Allah, a friend of Allah, nor can he earn a status or a rank if he is not abstaining from the sins, from the evil, or from negativity. But we pay so little attention to this concept or this important factor. So what is abstaining? What is prevention? What is parhez, as we say? What is this action? For example, my eyes, my eyesight. To control my eyesight, to save it from seeing unlawful things. This is the abstinence of the eyesight, to control. And my tongue, to prevent it from saying wrong things, is the control of the tongue. And you have the hands and the legs and the feet and all of the limbs of the body, the organs. They should be abstaining, controlled from the head to toe. Everything, all our limbs and organs and parts of our body will testify. And if we control these portions of our body and stop them from sinning and doing the bad deeds, then we will become obedient and become successful. If we don't prevent them, then all the deeds that we are performing, we are wasting them at the same time. So the real core objective for us is to prevent, to abstain our hands, tongue, feet. Nothing that's attached to our body should go towards haram. What is haram? Unlawful. That what Allah Ta'ala has told us to leave, to abstain from. We shouldn't be performing those actions. Then the rest of our worship will be successful and illuminated and will become the muttaqi. And Allah has mentioned in the Quran regarding the muttaqi. And the rewards for the muttaqeen. You abstain, abstain, prevent, prevent, prevent. You become the muttaqi. You don't become muttaqi by worshipping. No. A muttaqi, you become a muttaqi by abstaining, preventing, staying away from the bad things. Then you go towards worship and the light will come. Brothers, Allah has given us tawfiq, ability. We have come towards His path. And it's His tawfiq that has allowed us to come to His path. We do dhikr, we strive, make effort, we practice sunnah. Alhamdulillah, all of these things are good. But it may not be. May not be that you have the vessel and you're filling it with water and there's a crack at the bottom and it's leaking and all the water is wasted away. So it's essential. Essential. That's why I recited this hadith. That all of the deeds, the head of the deeds, the king of the deeds is abstinence. Prevention of bad actions. Very careful, cautious we have to be in this matter. Let me not disobey Allah. I wake up in the morning and I sit on my bed and make niyyah. Allah, the day's about to begin. And Allah, my eyesight, my tongue, my stomach, my thoughts, my hands, my limbs. Allah, please save all of these from your disobedience. When you sit on the mattress in the morning after waking up and you make this niyyah and a request help from Allah. Wake up. You do the dua for waking up. Then ask Allah Ta'ala for His request. Request Allah, I'm starting the day with your tawfiq. And with your tawfiq, the day will progress. And with your tawfiq, I will perform deeds. I will go towards good deeds. And I ask for your help, Allah, that all of the parts of my body, my limbs, because all the effort I make, if I'm not cautious and I don't abstain from the bad deeds, then I will come back to this mattress in the night unsuccessful. Allah, please bring me back to the mattress in the night, that when I return to my mattress, I come back as the person who prevented himself and abstain from bad. Should we do this or not? This is the genuine deed in deen. Brothers, if you're making effort and everything else and not this, then start from today. In the daytime, think. Because we're weak. We're weak on this because it's apparent. Obviously, it's obvious. You wake up in the morning, you pray tahajjud, you do dhikr, you recite Quran, you do voluntary actions, Quran, chapters of the Quran, dhikr, you go to fajr, do dhikr till ishraq, you do dhikr. Obviously, you've developed a good routine. Alhamdulillah. But then, at the same time, in parallel, we disobey Allah. And we say, oh, it's a little action. Oh, it's a little sin. Doesn't make any difference. Oh, my eyesight wandered and strayed. But remember, Allah Ta'ala's friend, the Wali Allah, what is their status that we've read? How did they attain the rank, get elevated? They didn't focus and emphasize on just worship. No, rather if they sinned all night long, they did astaghfar, Allah, forgive me. How did I do this action? How did I do this sin? How did my eyesight wander? Then they would give compensation. Aha, if somebody disobeyed a pious predecessor, they never left the sin. Always the shaitan, he deceives. Oh, no, 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 you've worshipped so much, mashallah, you're pious. It's khair, khair. And he makes your nafs fat and your mind fat. You say, no, 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 I've wasted my deeds. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has told us that without abstinence, I can't become a zahid. I can't, without prevention of bad actions, become an abid. I can't become a wali of Allah. I can't become a pious servant. Nothing. I can't even be pious. If I want to give a certificate to someone of piety, of goodness, then it's not on the platform of worship. It's on the platform of his abstinence from sins, prevention of sins. MashaAllah, I've never heard backbiting from his tongue. I've never heard him lying. Remember this. Remember this. The noble prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the merciful prophet, in the society he was living when he grew up, and people, he gave the da'wah to the deen, and the greatest proof of his nabuwa was that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from his blessed tongue, no wrong words ever emanated. He was called the sadiq. He was the trustworthy, as-sadiq, al-amin. And nobody could refute this. Nobody could reject this. And this was a reality. Nobody could reject his status, his piety, his him being clean, purified. And this was the proof. And this is the first step towards piety. After that comes the deeds and the worship. And then they sparkle. Your deeds sparkle and fasting, hajj, zakah. Then it becomes nur ala nur due to prevention and abstinence. Do you understand what I'm saying? Okay, there's another point, a beautiful point I'd like to present to you in your service. So you understand about prevention and abstinence. So inshallah, after today, what we're going to do? We're going to try our best. From where will we start? Abstinence, leaving, shunning, promise on the mattress in the morning. We become so immersed and busy in ibadah, worship, we don't ask Allah for help. Allah, save our eyes, save our hands. We'll get up, you know, I pray, I'm praying to Hajjud, I'm pious, I'm an abid, and shaitan and nafs, in one jolt, they will make you lose everything. Soon as you leave the house, just one straying of the eyesight, one statement from the tongue, oh, look at that person, he thinks he's something. That's it, all your deeds have gone, transferred, finished. What's the point of speaking ill of somebody? What is the need for me to do this? Why do I need to speak ill of someone or negative about someone? Doesn't matter what he is, that's his problem. What's he got to do with me? It's not my business, none of my business. So if I request Allah's help in the morning, then Allah will assign me angels. They will save me from the bad deeds. Allah will say, you asked me for help. You asked me for help. So for 1 week when you practice this, you revise this, you'll see the difference in your life, isn't it? So never trust yourself 100% with confidence that, I've passed the test. We are very weak. Very weak. Even from above, a message comes to me, you're a ghaus, you're a kutub, you're the best. Even then, that man should consider himself the lowest and the weakest. Ghaus, kutub, abdal, shaitan will wipe that title away within seconds. He'll destroy our deen, our iman. From the skies, I can drop to the ground within seconds. It's happened. In history, it's happened. Look at the kitabs, look at the history books, look at the events of our pious predecessors. So the human being, the believer, should never, never be deceived by thinking that, I'm a worshipper and I've passed the test already while I'm living here. Not on your knowledge, not on your deeds, not on your amal, not on your worship. Don't think you've passed. If you know you are pious, or if you're good, or maybe better than others, practically, don't consider yourself anything. When I lower myself below everyone else, that's when I get close to Allah. When I seek help from Allah, I'm weak. Allah, I'm going to drown. Because when I'm about to drown, I'm weak. I'm in the position of weakness. I know I'm about to drown. I'm going to pass away. I'm going to shriek out, help me, help me. Oh, life saver, or the person who's sitting there. That's why we don't ask from Allah. Because we think we're already saved. We think we've got confidence 150%. What's going to happen to me? I'm good. I'm a worshipper. Who's going to spoil my issues? You know, like the shaitan, he puts on the tip of your tongue the sweet chutney. The sweet chutney is put on the tip of your tongue and you talk a lot. Backbiting, lying, deceiving, fraud. Allah is ghafururim. Then lie, then fraud. Allah is ghafururim. Then cheat. Allah is ghafururim. And a tasbih in my hand. Allah will forgive. Allah will forgive. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. The beads are going astaghfirullah and the body is doing the sins. How shaitan plays with us. We struggle, strive, wake up during the night, we worship. And we have the mark of the mihrab on our foreheads, our bodies of prostration. Hajj and Umrah, and we are going on journeys regularly for Allah's sake, but no abstinence. We lie, we fraud, we eyesight strays, we stand and backbite, gossip monger, mischief make. When a person starts to abstain from the sins, how does he become? That everything for him is danger. He doesn't look to anyone. He considers him the worst from everyone. What's this person doing? What's she saying? What's he saying? What's he doing? No, no, no. He said, I don't know what that person was saying. I don't know about that person. That's none of my business. I need to worry about myself. He doesn't realize someone's done something bad. What happened? I don't know. Did this happen? You were there. Didn't you see? No. Wallahi, I don't know what happened, what that person said. And people will be amazed. What is this person saying? But everyone's involved and he leaves. They say, why are you leaving? Where are you going? Why don't you sit and listen? No, no, I didn't see that. I'm not interested. But oh, servant of Allah, you come from there. Wallah, I don't know what was happening. I don't know. I was just worried about myself and I left. This is how you become detached from the evil. You abstain and you detach yourself from bad things. That's when the insan, his amal come out. The same salah, the same zakah, the same sadaqah, the same umrah makes you full of noor and light. And this is called abstinence. Shunning the bad sins. Now, let's progress forward a bit more. Because mashallah, you are Sufi brethren. And mashallah, according to your taste and rank, I want to present some more. So what boundary has Allah given to the action of abstinence? What is the reward? I'm telling you the same hadith from the beginning. It's the same hadith. I'm telling you the meaning of the hadith, the total hadith. What boundary, upper limit has Allah Ta'ala set for abstinence prevention? Muntaha. Muntaha. What is the muntaha? What is the intaha? Where does the practice, the deed of abstinence prevention finish? It finishes in Jannah, paradise. Jannatul Firdaus. The hadith is that you carry on preventing, leaving, shunning, moving away from sins, abstaining. And where will that action take you? You carry on with the action until you reach to paradise. The doors of paradise will open. High, high ranks will be given. And now I'm going to tell you something according to your taste. And you have to say loudly the nara, the announcement. Loudly recognize what I'm saying. So there are different grades of people who abstain from the sins. There are categories. Yeah. So what am I saying? Become a person who abstains, who prevents himself from doing ibadah, fasting, salah. This is not the abstaining person. Fasting, salah, and hajj, etc. A person who abstains, leaves haram. You understand the definition I've been given for the last 20 minutes, isn't it? The muttaqi, who leaves the sins, who abstains. So the muttaqi and the person who abstains is the person who leaves the sins. So Rasulullah ﷺ has defined that the different grades, categories of the people who leave the sins. First class, second class, third class, you have high class, everything. So every muttaqi who leaves the sins, who's abstaining, will go to paradise. But there are different grades and categories of the muttaqeen. Our noble Prophet ﷺ said, shall I tell you who is the highest grade Muslim who leaves the sins? Who will attain the highest grade? Allah's Nabi ﷺ said, the highest grade will be attained by that person who abstained. In which way? You know who that is? Rasulullah ﷺ, please tell us. Who is that person? He said, shall I tell you? That who is the greatest who abstains? Who? The person who does the dhikr of Allah. Ah, say it loud, subhanallah. The people, everyone who have prevented himself from sinning, who abstained from sins, but he then on top of that, who did dhikr of Allah, who did dhikr in abundance, and he took that as part of way of life. Allah Ta'ala says, he is the highest class, the highest grade and category of the people who abstain. And the reward for the highest class person, the dhakir, who abstains from the sins, from the bad deeds, every person who abstains and is cautious will reach to paradise. So the one who is the dhakir, who also abstains in parallel, then where will he reach to? Allah Ta'ala says that that person who abstains and does the dhikr of Allah, his destination is Jannah. But the person who does it with dhikr, his destination is the ma'iyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The qurb of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Direct, he has got the link with Allah in the heavens. Direct. My brothers, Allah has given us tawfiq to do dhikr. We sit down together, we assemble. It's Tuesday today, isn't it? On Tuesday, the kalimat that we utter from our broken statements and broken words and sentences we put together. It doesn't matter how we came, how maybe our niyyah was not pure, maybe, but Allah says, no, you are my dhakir because you're doing dhikr. People say, oh, he's not a dhakir. He was thinking of something else. He was in the dunya at that time. He was snoring. Allah says, no, he's a dhakir. He's a dhakir. If I give the root to everyone else, I'll give to him as well because he's in that gathering. So from here, nobody can leave without any gain. Allah Ta'ala said that even if the thief comes to the dhikr gathering, the bandit, the gangster, he will not leave here without gain. He will go with gain and forgiveness. So this majlis, the beauty of this gathering, alhamdulillah, so we are dhakir with the blessings of Allah. Even if we're broken and shattered and we're sinners, we have to do one action. We have to prevent ourselves. We have to abstain. Brothers, let's focus on this. I've given you sheets, and I do this myself, we need to abstain from the bad deeds, from the sins. If we can do this, then what will we become? Our maqam, our rank, our status for the people who abstain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's nearness. Allah ta'ala's mayyat, we will attain this. May Allah ta'ala give me and you the tawfiq. Ameen, recite the Durood Sharif.